Kathy Greer, and welcome to this week's devotional. I title this one, His Mighty Acts. In Psalm 145, starting in verse 3, David is talking about the mighty acts of God. He says, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another and will declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness." And he goes on in verse 10, "All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of your glory, of your kingdom, and talk of your power, and to make known to the sons of man his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your kingdom endures through all generation." Wow. You know, today I just want to declare the awesome acts of God. I want to make known some of the mighty acts of God. You know, my husband and I just returned from the Dominican Republic, where we saw the Lord do incredible miracles. One woman who had a cancerous ulcer and was in severe pain, she came to the meeting and was completely healed. Incredible. Another man, his shoulder was frozen from an injury 30 years ago. He was completely healed. There was a man who actually was struggling from a stroke, paralyzed on one side, and he gained mobility in his hand and leg. And I'll never forget this precious woman just making her way to the front in tears. She was in so much back pain, she just cried. A curse was broken off of her, and she was completely healed. There were so many mighty acts of God, so many precious healings and salvations. His kingdom was breaking in over so many lives and so many people. You know, it's so important to testify of his mighty acts and give him glory. His goodness is so great. When we make time at the end of the day to just bless him for all he's done, whether it's in our lives or someone else, you know, it just puts a smile on the face of God. Testimonies like this just help us remember who our God is. You know, he's not just the God who did mighty acts, you know, thousands of years ago that we see written in the scriptures. He's the God who does mighty acts today. And you know what that means? It means that he can do a mighty act in your life right now. Be encouraged today. God is alive, he's well, he's moving in power, he's still able to heal, save, and deliver. And not just for others around the world, but right now in your life. Amen. Lord, I pray for those who are sick in their body right now, in difficult financial situations or family difficulties. And we declare over you right now that you have a God who has the power to heal, save, and deliver. We speak to your body and the pain and the struggle that you're having. And we speak to the body, be healed in Jesus' name. Leg pain, back pain, shoulder pain, cancer, leave these bodies now in Jesus' name. Father, let our mouths be filled with praises today. Praises that give you glory, praises that declare your goodness. Let our mouths testify and declare your mighty acts, even to the next generation. We bless you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy and your everlasting kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Be encouraged. Till next time.